God has given His 10 commandments for the people of Israel. And we can read that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 7. He says, first, you shall have no other gods before me. Then second, he said, you shall not make for yourself an idol. By the way, this is God's commandment. Third, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Fourth, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Fifth, honor your father and your mother. Sixth, you shall not murder. Seventh, you shall not commit adultery. Eighth, you shall not steal. Ninth, you shall not bear false witness. And tenth, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Question, who can obey this? Sino po ang nakasunod rito? Completely, 100%, all the 10 commandments. Anyone, raise your hand please. Anyone? You have obeyed, you can honestly say, you can be so proud to say, I have indeed obeyed the 10 commandments. Anyone? None. You're right. None. And even in the New Testament, God gave a stricter perspective. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Wow. Just one of those commandments, you break it, you break all. Okay? Now the question for us this morning, is the law an enemy of God's grace? Are the Ten Commandments, are they enemy of the grace of God? The answer is no. The Bible clearly tells us, in the book of James, the law is like a mirror. Okay? Every time you read the Bible, every time you read the Ten Commandments, it's like a mirror. You see your fault, you see your sin. Okay? That's why every time we read the law of God, it convicts us. And the Bible says it is like sword, like a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the inmost part of men. Kaya every time the word of God, the law of God is being preached, it hits us, right? It hits us. Because James says, it's like a mirror. Bakit ka nagsasalamin? Pagising mo sa umaga. Para tignan mo kung gaano kalaki yung muta mo. Ladies, ba't ka nagsasalamin bago ka pumunta rito? Para tignan mo kung maayos yung makeup mo. Masyado bang mapula yung lipstick ba? Kailangan bawasan? Balansi ba ang mga makeup nino? Yung iba nga ho, siguro bago makarating dito, nakasampung salamin ka. May mga tao po talagang mahilig mandalamin. Right? And do you believe that mirror is important to us? Yes. That's why the Word of God, especially the law of God, the Ten Commandments, is like a mirror. Every time you read it, it hits you, it shows you how sinful you are, how wicked you are. Tagalogin po ito. Ang salita po ng Diyos ay parang salamin. Ang utos po ng Diyos ay parang salamin. Pag binasa mo ang 10 utos ng Panginoon, it hits you. Pinapakita nito ang karumihan sa buhay mo, ang mga dumi sa buhay mo, ang mga kasalanan sa buhay mo. But remember this, D.L. Moody once said, the law is a mirror to show us who we are, but you cannot wash yourself with a mirror. Tama o mali? Di ba? Pag may nakita kang dumi sa mukha mo, ikikis-kis mo ba yon sa mirror para mawala? The mirror cannot do anything. The mirror cannot cleanse you. So is the law of God. The Ten Commandments cannot cleanse you. Because if you fail in one of those commandments, you fail the Ten Commandments. Because the purpose of the Ten Commandments is to allow you to see who you really are before God. That's why the law or the Ten Commandments is not an enemy of grace. Actually, in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Okay? Sa Tagalog po niyan, ang kautusan daw ng Diyos ay parang guro sa atin. Siya yung magdadala sa atin, siya yung magtuturo sa atin na kailangan natin na lumapit kay Kristo Jesus para mapawalang sala tayo sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya lamang. Bakit? Ano sabi ni Jesus? I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. Who fulfilled the law? Jesus. The scriptures is bringing us to the reality that only Jesus fulfilled the law. That's why when we accept Jesus into our life, as we acknowledge our sin, God, I cannot fulfill the law. I'm a sinner. Because if I will break one law, I broke all laws, God. I cannot fulfill the Ten Commandments. But the good news is, Jesus fulfilled the Ten Commandments. Right? And then the law will point to, hey, the law is not meant to save you. The law was given to let you know that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Do you get the point? And the law will point you, that Savior is Jesus Christ. Amen po ba? Okay? That's why the law doesn't save us. It reminds us of how much we need God's forgiveness for salvation. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot fulfill the Ten Commandments. We cannot. We are breaking all laws because we cannot really fulfill the commandment of God. And that should be the start for us to appreciate the grace of God. I like what John MacArthur said, and let me quote him. He said, God's grace cannot be faithfully preached to unbelievers until the law is preached and man's corrupt nature is exposed. It is impossible for a person to fully realize his need for God's grace until he sees how terribly he has failed the standard of God's law. Do you get the point? That's why there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians and yet they are not living in the grace of God because on the first place, they have not seen themselves as sinners and wretched before God. Hindi nila nakita yun eh. Na sila ay makasalanan sa harapan ng Panginoon. Ang para lang sa kanila, oh, tinanggap ko naman si Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That's it, saved na ako. Really? But how can you appreciate the grace of God without you seeing that you are a sinner, wretched, poor, blind, and naked before Him? And you need a Savior. You need His grace to change your life. What is the purpose of God's grace? Three things. Number one, God's grace for salvation. Why do we need salvation? This is very important. We are talking about our eternal destiny. Guys, either death will come to us or Jesus will come to us. Do you get the point? What do I mean by that? These few days, we've been hit by earthquakes. Right? And Batangas is just around. Either death will come to us or the coming of Jesus is very near. Amen? Are you happy with that? Just recently, America launched 60 Tomahawks in Syria, in their military base, where there are a Russian military personnel. President Putin doesn't like that. And according to him, it seems that we are right now in World War III. Okay? The Lord is coming back again. If not, death can come to you anytime. Tama mali. That's why we need to understand this salvation. Please don't be proud and say to yourself, I will not die yet. Remember this, it is not in your hand to say that, because God can end your life even today. Tama mali. God can end my life even today. My inhale, my exhale, the pumping of my heart, lahat yan nasa kamay ng Diyos. And anytime, He can just turn it off. Anytime, He can just stop it, and that's it. Pakisay po sa katabi niyo, kapatid, mamamatay ka din. Totoo naman o. Am I wrong? You enjoy the pleasures of sin, you enjoy the pleasures of the world as if there is no God? Mamatay ka din. You will face your maker. Mamamatay din po ako, I will face my maker. But once again, I'm not afraid. Last Tuesday po, I was in Bible study group in Makati. We had a visitor. Nasa 28th floor po kami in Makati. And we had a visitor. He's an American-Italian. He was invited by his wife, who's been attending for the past 3 Tuesdays in our Bible study group. As he entered the room, we welcome him. I approached him and said, good evening, sir. Welcome to our Bible study. And this American-Italian said, thank you. But I would like to let you know that I'm agnostic and I'm proud to be one. What is an agnostic? An agnostic, dalawang school of thoughts, dalawang klaseng agnostic. One is an atheist agnostic. He says he believes that, well, if you want to believe there's God, okay, for you there's God. But for me, there's no God. That's an atheist agnostic. Okay? And there's another kind of agnostic, which is the deist agnostic. Sinasabi niya, well, I believe that there is a God. There are gods somewhere out there. But, you know, it's impossible to know them. It's impossible to connect with them. It's impossible to have a relationship with them. They don't mind us and we don't mind them. That's a deist agnostic. Okay? So this guy is an atheist agnostic, which is harder. Sabi na, I just would like to let you know that I'm an agnostic and I'm proud to be one. Then I said, anyway, sir, you are much welcome. Have a seat. So I started teaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God. And finally, I began to challenge each one of them. And I said to them, what if tonight will be your last night? Are you ready to face the Maker of heavens and earth? And as I said that, lumindol, nag-earthquake. Nakita ko yung dalawang chandelier, gumagalaw-galaw. Tapos sabi ng mga kasama doon, Pastor Jeff, may earthquake, may earthquake. And I keep on preaching, don't mind the earthquake. It's just an earthquake. Pero gumaganyan ho kami. It's just an earthquake. What if God will allow this building to collapse and we will all die? Are you willing? Are you willing to face? Are you willing to receive Him? Are you willing to acknowledge your sin? Are you ready to face the Maker? Pastor, no, don't mind it. God is in control. Are you answer the question? Are you ready to face the Maker? You know what? When I saw the face of this American-Italian agnostic, ang yabang niya nung una eh. Yung start ng Bible study namin, nakaganyan siya oh. Aba nakikinig sa akin. Pero yung nag-earthquake na, that was just last Tuesday. Last Thursday, afternoon, his wife called me up. Pastor Jeff, dalawang gabi na hong di nakatulog ang asawa ko. He's thinking about the earthquake. He's thinking about your sermon. Can we have a breakfast fellowship with you tomorrow morning? Amen? That's why I went there last Friday morning. I guess from 8:30 or 9 or quarter to 9, and before lunch, I've shared the gospel to him, presented to him that you're a sinner before God, that God's judgment is upon you because he's a holy God, and not, you cannot do anything to save you from your sin, but God is merciful and gracious. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin, and he lived again after 3 days, so on and so forth, and to God be the glory. Before lunchtime hits, he accepted, he acknowledged that Jesus is Lord over his life. Amen? Amazing, right? Amazing. If you are one of our friends in Facebook, one of those who attended, there's JP Santos. There's a good comment. Pastor Jeff, thank you for a thought-provoking sermon, Bible study lesson tonight with an earthquake-shakening reality. Last night, I was talking to this wife of the pastor. Taga Mindoro sila kasi. So, kinamusta ko, kamusta kayo? At the end of our conversation, around 30 minutes, sabi niya sa akin, Pastor, okay lang to earthquake. I believe maraming aattend bukas. You know what? Sometimes earthquake and calamities awakens us. I remember while I was encouraging them to really see themselves in the reality of eternity, I even told them, habang nag-earthquake po kami, don't be afraid of this earthquake, but this is the reality. This is just a pinch of God's power. God can even what? Collapse all buildings in Makati in less than 30 seconds. That's the power of God. This is the God that we are worshiping every Sunday. Okay? Sometimes we look at babait, mapahabagin, mapagpatawad. Yes, that's true. But that's not the fullness of God. Because when you study the scripture, God is also a just God, the holy God, the God who is called the Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth. That's why we need his grace. Quickly, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Sabi niya, patay ka sa kasalanan eh. You're dead. Pag sinampal mo yung isang bangkay, magre-react?
Uy, masakit yun ha?
Damitan mo siya ng maganda, magpapasalamat sa'yo? Walang reaction because that person is dead. Before God, when we have not yet received His grace, the Bible says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, those who are not yet Christians. Okay? Verse 3. All of us live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, God's anger, God's punishment, God's judgment. Verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages, up to this time and up to the coming times, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, express in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And verse 10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Quickly, look at the condition of man. Ito tayo ho, noon. Nung wala pa tayo po sa grace ng Panginoon, ito po tayo. One, patay ho tayo sa kasalanan. Alipin tayo sa kasalanan. Kahit anong gawin mo, gusto kong bumait, ngunit di ko magawa, kasi nga you are a slave, you are dead in sin. We follow the ways of the world. Di ba yung pamantayan natin, pamantayan no, ng kamunduhan. Okay? If you're not a Christian, and you're doing premarital sex, it's okay for you because everyone is doing it naman. Di ba? Mansiri, let's celebrate, let's have sex. Yan ang pamantayan ng mundo. But we don't do premarital sex because the Bible calls it fornication. If you're a real Christian, you don't involve yourselves in any sexual acts and relationships and intimacy without the blessing of marriage. Do you get the point? Dati-dati, okay lang sa atin ang chismis. Yan ang pamantayan ng mundo. Magkwentuhan tayo ng buhay ng may buhay. Pero na naging Christian ka na, iba na yung pamantayan mo. Because you know that God hates those who slanders. God hates those who what? Backbites. Alam natin, nagalit ang Diyos sa chismis. But before God found us, we follow the ways of the world. Ito pa rin yung mga sign ng hindi Christian, hindi regenerated. Follow the promptings of Satan. When Satan says to you, do this, you will do this. Okay? When Satan says to you, oh, tignan mo kung ano mangyayari sa isang araw na ito, magbasa ka ng horoscope. And you know that you know it's witchcraft, right? And sorcery. And said, oh, okay to ah. No? Ngumiti at ngumiti ka lang. At ikaw ay uutangan. Ngingiti ka naman. Parang lahat ng sinabi sa horoscope mo ay ginagawa mo, we just follow the promptings of Satan. We gratify the cravings of the flesh. These are evidence or evidences if you're living like this, you're not yet a Christian. Really. I'm not judging you. I'm not. I'm just proclaiming what God has declared in His Word. Okay? God doesn't really care if you're a member of this church. God doesn't really care if you've been attending one church to another church. God doesn't really care if you've been, what? Attending mega churches. There are a lot of unregenerated people who attends mega churches. I believe not all of us who are here are really saved. Really. If you live like this, you gratify the cravings of the flesh. You have no control in your sexual appetites. You just do what you want to do because it's pleasurable. You have no control with alcohol. You have no control with your drug addiction. Or you have no control with pornography. You're not even convicted. Every time you enter in a website full of pornography, you're enjoying it, guys. You're not a Christian. You are still unregenerated. Really? Alam nyo, huwag yung isipin, si Pastor Jeff naman, oh, nanguhusga. No, that's what the Bible says. Right? I'm just declaring it. You know what you need to do? Have a humble heart. God, ako to. God, ako to. Remember our message last Sunday? You need to examine yourself. God, am I really saved? Totoo ba tong relasyon ko sa'yo? Ligtas ba ako? O nagpalit lang ako ng reliyon? I really wanted to see all of you in heaven. Really, oh. I know that there will no longer be sadness in heaven. But my personal belief, probably there will be what? A holy sadness. It's not in the Bible, this is my personal belief. Probably there will be a holy sadness if I will not see some of you in heaven. Right? Look at the sinful condition of a man with no regenerated heart. Panglima po. Follow the desires of our thoughts. Your thoughts controls you rather than what the Word of God says. Right? Alam mo na sinabi ng Bible, ito, pero itong sinasabi ng utak mo, yun ang gagawin mo rather than what the Bible says. The Bible says, do not be equally yoked with unbelievers. Don't have a relationship with unbelievers and still you. Sabi, hindi, love ko siya. Lagla-love kami sa bawat isa. I don't care about the law of God. What I care is what I feel, what makes me happy. If you're like that, you're still unregenerated. Your soul will suffer in hell. And guys, hell is a real thing. That's why if you claim to be a Christian, you can claim to be a Christian. 3 times lang ho, binanggit yung word na Christian sa mga believers pa sa Antioch. That shows Christian, they are worshipers of Christos, Yahweh, Messiah of the Jews. But 261 times binanggit ang salitang disciple. Ang Christian, no, word 3 times lang. Disciple, what? 261 times. Come to think of it. There's a big difference. Because you can be a worshiper of God, but if you're not dead, don't believe in Jesus, you don't follow Jesus, you don't repent of your sin, you don't seek Him with all your heart, then you're just a Christian, but you're not a disciple. Quote and unquote Christian. Honestly, if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you should be a Christian. And if you are a Christian, a genuine Christian, then honestly, you should be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, because of this, the condition of man, we deserve the wrath of God. You cannot say, Lord, ang ganda kong ito, dadali mo ako sa impyerno. Lord, ang talino kong ito, dadalhin mo ko sa impyerno. Lord, ang bait kong ito, dadalhin mo ko sa impyerno. You know what, guys? It's very clear from the scripture. This is the condition of men. That's why, if you are living in, you call yourselves Christians, and yet, nagsasama kayo na para mag-asawa, na walang basbas ang kasal, you are committing fornication, guys. You are living in sin. Pakasalo kayo. It's not really how others or our pastor looks at you. It's really a matter of how God looks at you. When God looks at you, can He see that you are a genuine believer of Jesus Christ? Kasi pagdating ho natin sa harapan ng Diyos, wala nang lukuhan dito. And don't wait for the judgment day of Christ. Because every moment, God looks at you. And every moment, God can just judge you. And maybe you're saying, hey, judge ako ni Lord. Hey, judge ako ni Lord. Sige, sige, judge ako ni Lord. Don't dare God. Don't ever dare God. If He's not judging you today, He's just showing mercy. Giving you a chance na magbago, magsisi. Okay? This is the condition of man. We deserve the wrath of God. But look, this is God's compassion. God showed love by choosing mercy to us. Isipin niyo yun. Karapat dapat kang parusahan pero pinili ng Diyos na mahabag sa iyo. Second, God made us alive in Christ. Kasi patay ka eh. Paano ka magre-respond sa message, right? Sinubukan nyo nang kausapin yung isang bangkay. Minsan ginagawa natin yan, right? Di ba? Pa, ba't mo ako iniwan? Alam ko naglalabas lang ng emotion ng marami, pero pag sumagot kaya yun, iiyak ka pa rin. Eh kasi, tumakbo ka. Diba? By the way, pinagbabawal sa Bible ang pagpag-ulam sa patay. Pero biski kausapin mo yung patay, hindi sasagot mo yung patay yan eh. Ganon din tayo sa harapan ng Diyos. Ang isang patay na tao sa spiritual, kahit anong rinig na ng message of God, kahit anong imbita mo sa mga Christian concert, sa mga services natin, kahit anong preach mo, pag yan patay-patay, hindi yan magre-respond. Kailangan buhayin ng Diyos. Ang tawag po doon, regeneration. Kinauuna yung regeneration bago yung decision at bago yung salvation. Kasi paano magde-decide ang isang patay? Kailangan buhayin muna siya ng Diyos. That's why here, in verse 5, God made us alive in Christ when we were dead in transgressions. Verse 5 says, this is what we call regeneration and this is the grace of God. I'm teaching quiet theology here, trying to explain it plainly as much as possible. Patay ho tayo. Lahat ng tao patay sa harapan ng Diyos. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But listen carefully. This is what God did. Out of His love, out of His mercy, binuhay ka niya. Para pag narinig mo yung gospel, you will respond. See? Hindi ka na born again dahil ang galing mo. Hindi ka na born again, naging Christian, nag-respond sa ginawa ni Jesus dahil religious ka, hindi. Binuhay ka muna ng Diyos, so yung spirito mo, para pag narinig mo yung gospel message, nag-respond ka. Do you get the point? That is the grace of God. Do you deserve it? No. Listen carefully. May mawawala ba sa Diyos pag hindi ka na binuhay? Wala. Because God is a self-sufficient God. He don't need you. He don't need us. He don't need anything to survive because God is God. But listen carefully. But out of His mercy and grace, He touched your life, caused your spirit to be alive. That's why when you heard the message, you responded to the message. It is called regeneration. And it is by grace. Hindi ka karapat dapat bigyan, pero binigyan ka ng Diyos. Hindi ka karapat dapat buhayin, pero binuhay ka ng Diyos. Listen carefully. God brought us into His kingdom, verses 6 to 8. Okay? Yung tinanggap natin si Jesus, sigurado na ho tayo sa kalangitan upon repenting of our sin. And God shut our mouth from any form of boasting, verse 9. Hindi yung Lord, ah, 20 years na akong membro ng CCS, kaya sa langit na ako pupunta. Hindi ho. Ito pong taong itong nasa harapan nyo ngayon, pupunta ho ako ng langit. Hindi dahil pastor po ako. Sabi nga ho nung American-Italian na nakausap ko, sabi niya, you know what? That the moment that earthquake happens, last Tuesday night, sabi niya, one thing I can clearly say, I don't find any fear in your face. And you are so confident and sure that if you will die that night, you are going to heaven. And I said to him, yes, sir, it is not just an imagination, nor it is a Christian jargon. I know by the grace of God that when I die that night, I will see Jesus face to face and be with Him for eternity. Yeah. You know why? I know my relationship with God. I know God regenerated me. I know by His grace, He saved me. Really? He saved me by His grace. And I will not, as I face God in heaven, I will not say, Lord, I'm here because I'm a pastor. Or Lord, I'm here because I've helped a lot of people. Lord, I'm here, you know, because I have a doctorate degree in theology. You cannot say that. Because God will shut our mouth from any form of boasting. Why? Because God saved us by His grace alone and by His grace alone. And the Bible says as well in verse 10, God created us to do good works or to do the things of God. That's why ang totoong Christian, ang totoong regenerated na tao, pag ang salvation nasa kanya, he can do the things of God. Dati imposible sa kanyang mag-resist ng temptation. But because God's grace upon his life, he can do the things of God. He can glorify God. Dati nabobore siya sa magbasa ng Bible. But he can do the things of God. Kung talagang regenerated ka, you can do the things of God. Why? Because you entered in a relationship. Who's in love today? If you are in love with someone, it is not a boring moment to be with someone that you love. Tama, mali. Di ba? Alam niyo, nagkakwentuhan lang kayo, pero hindi mo namamalayan. Apat na oras na palang lumilipas. Yung hindi namamalayan ng oras. Parang ang bilis ang oras. At pag in love kasi tao, you want to see him. You want to be with him. It's a joy for you to really fellowship with that person, right? Ang saya. Ang saya ng feeling. Pag ikaw ay in love, tama mali. Why is it that some Christians, sometimes you are bored reading the Bible? Sometimes you are bored attending church worship. Why is it some Christians, if you will be honest, you can say, bored ako mag-pray. Why? Pero every time you are in Facebook or in any social networking sites or with your peers, with your friends, yeah! Buhay na buhay ka. Let's all be honest here. Sino po rito minsan nababore ka sa pagbabasa ng Bible at pagpipray at pag-attend sa church? Sino po rito bored ka sa pagbabasa ng Bible? I'll tell you something. You know why you're bored? You may not like this, but this is the truth. You know why you're bored? First, maybe you don't have a relationship with God. You are not in a relationship with God. That's why you're bored. Diba? Because you're not in love with God. You get the point? Second, you look at reading the Bible, going to church, you look at Christianity as something that you do. Rather than Christianity is a relationship with this God, creator of heavens and earth. His name is Jesus. Right? If you look at reading the Bible as an obligation rather than what? A passion to know the person, you will be bored. You look at Christian life, you entered in a relationship. Hindi ka pumasok sa isang bagong lifestyle. Are we all here? Hindi ka pumasok sa bagong religious lifestyle. Pumasok ka sa isang relationship. And this relationship is a person. And he's not just a person. He's the creator of heavens and earth. He is the living God. He is the Almighty Father. He is the creator of the universe and the stars. He has his throne in heaven where angels worship him day and night. And 2,000 years ago, this person became man like us, offered his life on the cross, and after 3 days, he rose again because death and sin cannot hold him. And we have a relationship with this Jesus. And it's not a boring time to talk with this Jesus if you have a genuine relationship with him. How can you say it's boring to talk to God through his word? How can you say that it's boring to worship God and to talk to him? Well, in fact, it's a privilege to connect with him, to commune with him, to talk to him day and night. You are not just talking to a president of a country or to a king of a kingdom. You are talking to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, who became man like us and who died on the cross because he loves you so that he can redeem you from your sin and bring you to heaven so that you will be with him forever. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about relationship with Jesus. Why did you receive him as your Lord and Savior? Why? Because you're afraid of hell? Yun lang ba yun?
Oh, takot ako sa impero, Lord. Tanggapin ang kita, Lord. It's my Lord and Savior.
But do you really understand what it means to accept Him, to acknowledge Him as your Lord and Savior? Do you really understand that?
Let me give you a theological question. The Bible declared that God placed eternity in our hearts. Right? God placed eternity in our hearts. In every heart of men, He placed eternity. Naglagay po siya ng eternity. Question. Who can fill that eternity? What can fill that eternity in our hearts? What? The blessings of this world? Are the blessings of this world eternity? If you are proud with your iPhone 7S Plus, a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 3 years from now, this is already obsolete. Because there will be an iPhone 8, iPhone 9, iPhone 10. Diba? Do you get the point? But be proud of it. It will not bring you to heaven. God will not say, "Welcome to my heaven because your phone is iPhone." Any blessings in this world cannot fill that eternity inside of you. Question. Can heaven fill eternity inside of you? Can heaven fill that eternity? No. Because only the one who is eternal can fill that eternity. When we say eternal, it means He has no beginning, He has no end. Question, ang heaven ba may beginning? Yes. God created heavens and earth. Ang heaven ba may end? Yes, the book of Revelation tells us there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Question, who alone is unchanging? Who has no beginning, who has no end? He is called the Alpha and the Omega. And His name is the only name given under heaven by which we must be saved. And that person and that name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Only Jesus can fill that eternity. But men are trying to fill that emptiness within by looking love, and sometimes they're looking love in the wrong places. You end up brokenhearted. You end up from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship. It only ends up empty inside. We're still in our first point, guys. And I hope and pray we truly understand this. Again, John MacArthur says, grace means nothing to a person who does not know he is sinful, and that such sinfulness means he is separated from God and damned or doomed to hell. It is therefore pointless to preach grace until the impossible demands of the law and the reality of guilt before God are preached. That's why we are preaching this to you guys. I want, as your pastor, as your brother, as your friend, guys, I want each one of us to be sure of your salvation. You may laugh at me. You may put a smirk on your face. Pwede nyo akong dead man. Oh, okay. But let's see. When your day comes before God, I don't know if you can still laugh, if God will send your soul to hell in judgment. We have only one life to live. We have only this life to live. Parents, I would like to talk to the parents. If you are happy providing for your kids, you should provide, by the way. But if you are not providing them with spiritual nourishment, if you are not checking their salvation, hindi mo laki na kamusta Kids, how's your life with the Lord? Kamusta ang relationship mo with Jesus? You're just there, okay, I'll provide for your need, I'll provide for your need, I'll provide for your need, but you're not providing spiritual nourishment to them. Guys, God will hold you responsible. Right? Pag sinabi ng anak niyo, ayoko pumunta ng youth camp, youth convention. What will you do? You'll say, okay lang anak, sige, okay lang. Mag-bora na lang tayo. Oh, yan ang gusto ko, Dad. Yan ang gusto ko. If you're like that, you cannot even control and bring your kids to the Lord Jesus Christ. Shame on you. Really. You really don't understand what Christianity is all about. You don't value Christianity. Because one thing that will last in this world is our faith. Whatever that God has blessed us, has given to us, car, house, money, fame, popularity, achievements, accomplishments, whatever that we have today, it will not last. It won't last. But there's one thing that lasts, eternity. But eternity has two places, heaven and hell. Pakisabi ulit sa katabi niya, kapatid, mamamatay ka din. Do you really hate that word, mamamatay ka din? Our fleshly pride hates that. Mamamatay. Tagal ko na hong pastor. May mga namamatay na matagal. Inaabot na isang taon mahigit sa ospital. Hindi mamatay. Meron naman hong namamatay, wala pang isang oras, patay na ho. Are we listening? That's why we need the grace of God for salvation. I'm a pastor po. Siguro yung mga anak ko, sila na po may pinakamaraming narinig na panahon na nakarinig ng gospel message. From time to time, I need to remind them, are you sure of your salvation? Do you know the gospel? Is your relationship with Jesus? You can honestly say, it's true, it's genuine. You're not faking it, it's true. You can honestly say, yes, Dad, yes, Mom, yes, Jesus, I have a relationship with you. Because that's what matters most to me. Really. That's what matters most to me. Diba? You know this story recently. Binibining Bulacan. It was that night, my daughter and I, we were watching a news on TV. And then sabi sa news, may nagdala ng flower, chocolate. Sa harapan ng bahay nila, habang nire-receive, tinuto ko, point blank, yung .45 caliber. Diba? Tinutok .45 caliber. Sa mga gun owners, alam niyo kung gaano kalakas ang .45. Kung ako narito, babarilin ko si Aro ng 45. Siguro tatalsik siya hanggang dun po sa pang-apat na aircon. No? Ganun kalakas ng 45. Pah! Okay? Pero pag hindi ka marunong humawak ng 45, oh, sige ng kalapat, hindi mo siya tatamaan. Okay? Alam mo kung bakit inimbento ang 45 caliber? Inimbento ang 45 caliber oh, dahil sa mga Pilipino. Wala namang 45 caliber noon eh. 38 ang hawak ko ng mga commander. Revolver. Inimbento po at naimbento ang 45 caliber dahil sa mga Pilipino. Dahil sa tuwing binabaril ho nila ng mga 22 tsaka 38 caliber nila yung mga Pilipino, mga Muslim, nilulusog pa rin sila eh. So, ang ginawa ng US military that time, kailangan makaimbento tayo ng malakas na baril and that is 45. And it was invented for the Filipino Muslims. Grabe, di ba? Alam niyo pa ba, dati kinalaban natin ang China, natalo sila sa atin. That's in history. Ilan lang ang Pilipino, 100 ang kalaban natin, 500 Chinese. Talo sila, oh. Huwag tayong mangarap ngayon. Dati patas ang laban. Pero mo, no? Ay, chocolate! Ay, flower! Tinutok sa kanya, 23 years old. Kagandang babae, lahat ng magandang babae magsabi ng amen. mamamatay ka rin. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Biro mo, point blank, tinutok sa sentido. Bang! Naghahanap ako ng picture yung papakita yung mukha niya. Kasi, isipin mo, ano itsura niyon? Warak ang utak, bungo at mukha niyon. Tiyak. Diba? Sabi ko pa kay Jam, sa daughter ko, siguro, mistress siguro yan. Yan, mistress. Kasi walang balita pa yung unang nireport, diba? Wala pang balita. Siguro mistress yan. Pardon me kung kamag-anak niyo pa sila. No? The news says, the investigation of the PNP, sabi nga, mistress. Tinatawagan po, nakikiusap yung wife ng boyfriend niya. Itong mga magulang naman, alam yung boyfriend ng anak nila, alam na may asawa. At yung misis ng boyfriend ng anak nila, tumatawag doon sa victim, nakikiusap. Maawa ka na, iwan mo na yung asawa ko, nagugulo po ang aming pamilya dahil sa iyo. Okay? I just told this story because if you were that young lady, you receive a chocolate and flower. Oh, wow, ang sweet naman, ang sweet. You, bang! Right? Hindi niya alam. When she woke up that morning, that will be her last day in this world. And I doubt if she's in heaven right now. I really doubt. Napaka-judgmental naman, Pastor. That's what the Bible says. Because a genuine, regenerated believer, disciple of Jesus Christ will not live in sin, but rather, he will hate sin. You want to know if you're a Christian? If you want to know you're saved, you will hate sin. That's it. You will hate sin. Because the grace of God will make you to hate sin. And you will love God. You will love Jesus. We don't have any time anymore. How I wish we have more time. Let me give you a quick example what a regenerated person is. There's this young husband. Pupunta na sa work, late na siya. Dala yung mga gamit niya, hindi pa siya nakapagkape, hindi nakapaghanda ng breakfast yung wife niya, mainit ang ulo, puyat, at malilate na siya. Alam niya, traffic. Paglabas siya ng pinto, sasakay niya sa kotse, sumigaw yung wife niya, "Honey! Pakilabas naman yung basura muna." Ang sagot niya, "Ano ba? Alam mo ba, late na ako, magagalit ang boss ko, mababawasan naman ako ng sweldo, matraffic pa, bahala ka sa buhay mo." Then he banged the door, pumasok kotse, hinarutok ko, blablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablablabl
hindi siya Christian, unregenerate person. After 3 months, someone shared the gospel to him by the name of Pastor Kervin, who's wearing Saved by the Blood. This guy said, you know what? The Lord loves you. You're a sinner. You are an enmity against God. You are His enemy. He's angry about your sin. But on the other hand, to show mercy and love to you by sending Jesus. And to make the long story short, he accepted, he surrendered his life to God, repented of his sin, and received Jesus Christ. Began knowing God, attending Bible study, worshiping his Savior. And after 6 months, in the morning, paglabas niya, pagising niya, hindi pa, wala na naman breakfast siya, hindi pa siya nakapagkape, hindi nakainom ng water, binuhat ng mga gamit, malilate na siya, ang dami niya sa backpack niya, yung computer niya, bit-bit niya, tapos palabas na siya dahil alam niya matraffic, malilate, at sabi niya ang wife niya, bago siya makalabas ng pinto, honey, pwede pa kilabas muna yung basura? And then he said, ano ba? Ano ba bang late na ako? Magagalit ang boss ko, magabuwasan ng sweldo. Sinipa yung pusa, sinipa yung aso, sinipa yung trash can, sinipa yung pinto. Bahala ka dyan. Pumasok sa loob ng kotse niya, hinarurot. Tsong! Pero dahil Christian na siya, pagdating niya sa office, sabi na, Lord, forgive me. Mali yung attitude ko kanina. Lord, help me to repent of this. And then after asking forgiveness to God, a regenerated person, a true born-again person will say, he called up his wife and said, "Honey, sorry na sigawan kita. You don't deserve it. Sorry. Nabastos kita. Patawarin mo ako." That's a genuine, regenerated person. We're not saying na pag ikaw ay regenerated, born-again, disciple, genuine believer, Christian, hindi ka na magkakasala. But every time you commit sin, you acknowledge, "God, sorry," and you repent about it, and you cry out to God's grace and mercy, and you said, "God, help me overcome this sin, Lord. Help me, Lord, to hate this sin, Lord, and to love righteousness, to glorify you." That's what a genuine believer is. But if you are enjoying sin, as if there is no holy God looking at you, maybe you're not yet a genuine believer of Jesus Christ. Young people, I'm warning you guys. It's okay to love. But to make love without the blessing of marriage is fornication. It is sin. It's like a Pandora's box. Once you experience that, once you open that, whoa, it will really take the grace of God to say no. Okay? Kung pareho kayong Christian, dapat kayong dalawa nagtutulungan. Let us not do this. This is sin. Let us glorify the Lord in our relationship. Kung tingin nyo, si Lord ang nagpa-meet sa inyo para magmahal lang kayo, magtulungan kayo sa Christian life to. Huwag natin itong gagawin. One of you should say no. And that one should be the girl. Sisters in the Lord, ikaw ang tatanggi. Magtutulungan kayo. Because the Bible says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. You will say no. Huwag natin ito gawin. Diba? When Rebecca saw Isaac, ano ginawa ni Rebecca? The Bible says, "Is that your master?" Sabi nung slave ni Isaac, "Yes, that's my master." Wow, guwapo. And the Bible says, as they approach Isaac, ano ginawa ni Rebecca? The Bible says, she covered herself. Okay? In our times, baligtado. Wow, ang guwapo. Baligtad eh. This will hurt you. And I mean to hurt you. Because sometimes, when we are hurt, our pain and our hurt awakens us from the reality of life. Tama mali. It awakens us. Tama? Let me say this, young girls, young women, sisters in the Lord, you are beloved by God. Please, be decent. Glorify God with your body. Ano niya? Parents, don't allow the boyfriend or the girlfriend of your son or your daughter to sleep over sa bahay ninyo at lalo tigit sa kwarto ng anak niyo. Ano ba kayo? Are you real Christians? Guys, are you real Christians? Do you really fear God? Are you really saved? Because life is not just about life here on earth. Because there's a life that is after life here on earth. It is called eternity. That's what matters most. We are just in our first point, but I'll end my sermon on this. I'll continue next Sunday. But it's a challenge for all of us to examine ourselves whether we are truly Christians, whether we are in the faith. Remember the last sermon I preached in our SM Bacoor gathering, right? It is my goal for this year not to make this church big, but God is causing us to be a big church nowadays. But that's not my goal. My goal is to make this church more biblical so that we can reproduce regenerated, genuine believers of Jesus Christ. Because the coming of the Lord is fast approaching. We are already at the end of the last days. When the big one eats us, how many people will die in Metro Manila alone? 300,000, right? Most of the dead will be in Makati. I understand why. Because when there's an earthquake, you go out of your building in Makati, look for a space. Nakalabas ka nga ng building. Eh, paano ko yung building? Pa-collapse yung ganun. Wala, eh, pa-ganun lahat ng building, right? But Psalms 46 says, God is my refuge and God is my strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And then verse 10 says in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. But this is what I like most. If there will be a tsunami, if there will be an earthquake again, bring it on. Just like what Paul declared, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But you cannot say to die is gain if you have not lived for Christ. Because genuine salvation, genuine relationship with God should produce works. That's why James tells us, faith without work is dead. Guys, examine yourselves. You cannot declare, for me to die is gain, if you have not lived your life for the glory of the one who created you, who gave his life for you, who loved you so dearly, who have preserved your life, who have been gracious to your life, what will you do about his grace and kindness that he has given to you? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let's pray. Have mercy on every person who are in this place, Lord. Have mercy even on thy servant, O God. Have mercy on us, Lord. We are not playing games here, Father. We are not imagining things. We are not just here for the sake of obligation, for the sake of doing this, Lord, or being in this place. I pray, dear God, have mercy on every person who is in this place, Lord. And God, I pray earnestly that they will examine their hearts, Lord, today, if they are truly saved, if there is really a genuine regeneration of their heart, that they can honestly admit that you are mightily working in their life, in their innermost part of their being today. Because, Lord, if there is none, there is no salvation at also, Lord. Lord, kung meron man sa aming kalagitnaan, kala niya Christian na talaga siya, kala niya ligtas na talaga siya, but you made this person realize that he's not. I pray for your mercy upon him. Let him surrender his life to you, his sins to you. If there are still here, still living in sin, doing fornication, sexual immorality, impurities, living like the world, some who are here, Father, they have known you before and you have known and loved them, and yet they have backslidden, they have drifted away from you, nakalimot, lumayo sila sa iyo, Panginoon. I pray, Father, that you will have mercy on them. Like the prodigal son, just cause them to go back to you, Lord, and embrace such mercy and love and forgiveness again. Lord, maski nakapikit ang mga mata namin, nakatungo, kilalang-kilala mo po ang bawat isa sa amin. Wala kaming malilim, Father. I pray because you alone can do this. I cannot do this, God. You alone can do this. I pray, Lord, that you will do a divine intervention in their hearts. Cause them, Lord, to repent of their sin. Cause them, Lord, to be humble enough to admit their sin and turn away from all their evil deeds, Lord, and surrender their life to you, to deny themselves, to carry the cross, and then to follow you today. Let them not leave this building, God, without such a decision to ask for your mercy because of their sinfulness, and to ask for your grace because of your compassion towards them. Thank you, Lord. I bring back all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.